From Wampaw University in upstate New York, in Wampaw, New York, this is Elcott, The Next Step, and I am Dr. Ed Elcott. And we're very grateful to be with you, as these are momentous times, but also dangerous times. I don't think that we have faced such a dangerous time in Elcott, The Next Step, since the attack of the Gurudev gangsters in Cleveland, when we had one of our prayer circles and our initiate arch bombed and burned by these Gurudev disciples of the ghee. The ghee has since been swept and sucked back to the east, never to bedevil those of Elcott again. But today we have a greater challenge. I'm sure you saw the recent documentary on television, Blasphemé, the grade AA jumbos of Elcott, The Next Step. This was an outrageous slander on Elcott, The Next Step, made by the filmmaker Tony Mugo and his younger brother, Gregor, who some people say is kept in a cellar and is only released when Tony needs a sound man or someone to pull cable. Yeah, I'll bet he does. Now, I think that the overlords, overlords, you cleared me to say. Well, I thought I was, oh, man. Yes, overlord, all hail Elcott. Thank you. Thank you for the leveling, overlord. Thank you for the searing electrical / incendiary impulse that you send up there and then down the other one, the two main areas. No, overlord, I'm not looking at you with resentment. I'm looking at you with admiration, because I know that there is a, dare I say, sadism? Okay, I shouldn't have said.
Yeah! Yes!
No, I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. See, it is very admirable, and it is to be admired if you can take a leveling and ask for more. Yes, I'd like more. Remember in Animal House when that one... You know, I almost found myself cursing the overlords. I didn't do that, overlords. But I think that you'll level me too much, and I'm gonna... Motherfucker! You dirty...
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, look who's here. Beans Halberstam, one of the youngest overlord ever to be ascended and multiplied. Hello, Beans.
You're bad. You're gonna be a bad man.
That's right. I'm a bad man. No, I didn't say anything, overlords. I swear to God, I didn't say
anything. Fucking little...
You call me a dirty word.
So, anyway, today we're going to be talking with... You see, if we didn't have the blasphemer, the blasphemer is that blasphemer which is the lowest level. He is the one who stands out on a street corner with a sign that says, Elcott, The Next Step is no good, they're rotten to the core, or some ridiculous thing like this. The blasphemy, which is the grade AA jumbo, is the blasphemy which has taken it to the next level, to television and radio, and is talking down the sexual proclivities of our overlords, or perhaps our priestlies, such as myself, Giff Parker, or the Swindell brothers, who are most recently elevated. And then there is the blasphema. The blasphema is the grade A jumbo. Blasphema grade A jumbo are those blasphema that take it to the actual liturgy. And by that I mean, they begin to critique aspects of Ellicott the Next Step in its philosophical form. I am just drinking some water. Overlords, I had to drink water because the electrical shock that you sent to my penis...
Through my penis...
God. No, I didn't do anything.
He said dirty word up. I'm gonna have to...
You dirty little bitch. God damn you dirty little bitch.
Overlord, why do that?
Overlords, I have a right...
Yeah! Yeah! Sure!
That's okay, keep it coming.
You said that what you did? That's bad.
I know it's bad. I won't do it anymore. Overlords, I'm making a full request to have the child removed. To have the child removed. Thank you. The overlords have removed Beans Halberstam. On television right now, just to give you an idea of what is going on, is the movie 9 to 5 starring Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton has large breasts, a big round butt, and all that cheap blonde hair piled on top of her head. In other words, it goes right to my wheelhouse. When it comes to what pulls my ego and inflates it to upper inflationary areas, I need to see Dolly Parton with her big butt, her big hair, and her big boobs so that I can recognize how out of control my ego has gotten. That's why I'm grateful. And I know that Nigel Farah, who is the program director of Movies Unlimited, which is the channel we're watching right now, put that film on purpose to try and pluralize, slanderize, and slobber. Now, in Ellicott the Next Step, what the blasphemy and the blasphemer does, grade AA jumbo, farm fresh, what they do is they institute slobber. Slobber is the largest sin that one can commit in Ellicott the Next Step before going Elcar. Elcar is full demonic possession, as you know. We're going to be talking on the phone today, and this will be at Ellicott the Next Step first, to Nigel Farah, who is, in fact, the program director of Movies Unlimited. And we will ask him why it is he continues in a state of slobber and why he has elevated himself, and we say elevated, why he has denigrated himself, not only to excommunicant, but he is now blasphema, grade AA jumbo farm fresh. We will talk with him now from the control room there at Movies Unlimited. And Nigel, I am grateful for you to be on the program with us, but you know that you have slandered and slobbered all over us.
No, I've not slobbered all over you, no. No, I have not done that.
Yes, you have. You've gone to the overlords, and you have committed full slobber with the double jumbo, you know, farm fresh.
No one knows what you're talking about. Let me... I'll tell you this. I was a member of Ellicott the Next Step.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean no one knows what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. No one knows what you're talking about, Nigel. All they know is that you slobber and slander and blasphema.
No. No one blasphema, slobber, slander. No one knows what you're talking about. I was a member of Ellicott the Next Step before your parents allowed you out of the bedroom. To drive your mama to the store to get her, you know, groceries, to buy a bottle of milk. I was in Ellicott the Next Step. You were a punk kid up in your bedroom, paddling pony to the Dolly Parton.
See what I mean about your slobbering?
What do you mean slobbering? You mean you talk to slander? Okay, I will admit to slander.
Okay, you do admit to slander, which is the excommunicate's way of saying the full slobber and blasphema. Now, you recognize that blasphema, you're at the highest level.
Yes, I know, and I very proudly am double jumbo. I love being farm fresh. Before, when I was only blasphemy, and I was standing on a street corner, and I had signs, and I looked like a chump. Man, I looked like chump change, man. And what I said was, this is not going to be good enough. this is not going to be good enough. I'm going to be on the cover of Elcott, the Elcott Review, Elcott Journal, and I eventually make it onto the cover of Slobber Digest. And I did.
You made it onto the cover of Slobber Digest for that very thing. Your state of slobber and Farm Fresh.
No, I only recently got Farm Fresh. Let me say something, if you have the guts, Ed. If you have the guts.
My name is Dr. Elcott to you.
Oh, okay, Doc. Dr. Elcott.
Not Doc. You see, you don't have the respect that one should have for Elcott the Next Step by simply saying, I spent time in this religion. I was leveled by the overlords. I spent time with the overlords. Beans Halberstam is here.
Beans Halberstam is a dirty, dirty, filthy little...
Okay, I won't allow that. I won't allow that. We can go ahead and reestablish music. Thank you. Jerry Longstreet is my engineer.
That sounds to me like he was angry.
Yes, he was. Very angry. You know what made me able to counter that attack was because of the leveling that I took here at the beginning of the program.
A lot of times it'll make you stronger. What doesn't make you stronger makes you weak. Well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's it. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. We'll be right back.
This is Jerry Longstreet. I'm not a member of Elcott The Next Step, but it's been my great pleasure to be around a great many members of Elcott The Next Step, a great many of the novitiates, initiates, the priesterlies, and other clerics. Elcott The Next Step, I can see, has helped a lot of people. Can it help me? Maybe. Do I want to be helped? That's the big question. I live a degenerate's life, but I like it. I like it a lot. However, if I ever do decide to come in from the cold, as they say, it's Elcott The Next Step for me, Jerry Longstreet. A real piece of work.
Elcott The Next Step. From Wampaw, New York, Wampaw University. With Dr. Ed Elcott, we'll continue in just one moment.
Sugar Bear Barbecue has been open since we first moved into the valley in 1957. I've never closed it. Never closed it even though we had dust storms. Never closed it even though we had a hurricane. Never closed it even though we had a tornado. Never closed it even though we had a salmonella poisoning problem. Never closed it even though a lot of the meat went bad and people were sick, vomiting, all kinds of yellow fever, typhoid. I never, ever, ever closed Sugar Bear Barbecue. You want to know why? Because we know that you've come to rely on Sugar Bear Barbecue the same way you rely on medicine, the same way you rely on God, on religion, the same way you rely on your wife or your husband for sex. That's how important Sugar Bear Barbecue is to you. So we're not going to let you down. I don't care what kind of disease racks our kitchen. I don't care what kind of dysentery. I don't care if our chef comes in and he's got the running squirts, man. I don't care if he's got a river of... I don't care if... Oh, Jesus. Sugar Bear Barbecue. Hit him up this weekend.
Well, welcome back to Elcott, The Next Step with Dr. Ed Elcott. And on the phone, calling back and apologizing, is Nigel Farah from Movies Unlimited. Nigel has been on the phone with us talking, but he called Beans Halberstam a lot of unmentionables. Well, go ahead. The overlords have given me permission because they feel it will toughen Beans up. Beans, come in here.
Like a dog meat.
Just come in here. The overlords, go ahead.
Well, what do you want me to say? Want me to insult a little kid?
You did before we had to hang up on you.
Okay. Hey, Beans, you're a dirty little creepy kid, and,
Shut up! The overlord's gonna level you!
Overlord said they're not gonna level, isn't that right, Dr. Elcott?
That is correct, Beans. They feel it'll toughen you up to hear all of this vulgar and vile slander from the slobber of a grade AA jumbo Farm Fresh blasphema. And
They're a blasphemer.
He is a
blasphemer, yeah. Hey, Beans, this is Nigel Farah. You don't even know me. I was in and out of that religion before you were even a bad thought in your mama's head, you know? You're a dirty little creepy kid, and if I was running Elcott, the first thing I would do would be to swing you by your feet around and around and around like it's the hammer throw and just see if I can get some distance. I don't care about height. I just want good frozen rope distance, maybe through the windshield of a car. And
okay, that I will not abide. No, now, overlords, you said that I should not. Are you serious? The overlord said that that's okay.
Well, the overlords want to toughen Beans up.
I'm not doing it, David.
Okay, overlords, you heard her. She just called one of you guys. You heard it.
I'm not doing it.
Well, she called him a fag.
Overlords?
Yeah!
How's that feel, Beans?
enjoys a big fag.
Yeah!
Buck!
Beans, are you all right?
Buck, no.
Well, you can hear that Beans is morphed. That's something that will happen and does often happen to those who are small of stature, small mentally. Sometimes they're 45-year-old men, but they have little tiny voices. If they get leveled enough, they sound like Godzilla, King of the Apes.
What?
Let me get back on the line. Have we gotten control over Nigel Farah?
You're not going to get control over me. Let me say this. I happen to know that there are family members, there are people who are being held incommunicado by Elkhart the Next Step. They're being held in the tool shed. They're being held in the barn. They're being held in the... there's the tool shed. There's the barn. There's the outhouse, henhouse, all that. I don't know, you know, but for me, the best thing that I can say about Elkhart the Next Step is that it exposed me to a lot of douchebags. I'm glad I'm out of that religion.
Well, you know something? We've got a lot of experience with blasphemers and slobberers like you, Nigel, and there is nothing you can do, nothing you can say that is going to stop us in our appointed rounds to spread the wisdom, the soul cleansing, the perfection. Yes, I said perfection of Elkhart the Next Step.
There, did you hear that? Do you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. You feel like a big man?
No, but I want to make sure you heard it.
I'll say it again. There is nothing you can do that will turn me away from my appointed round. What is it? Okay, the overlords are saying I'm starting to lay it on too thick. Look, overlords, you said...
Hey!
All right, I won't lay it on thick. I'll just say you can't keep me from... doing my daily novitiates, my daily ablutions, and of course, my redundancies toward Elkhart the Next Step. Nothing you can do.
Okay.
You know, I guess you think I'm going to hang up on you, huh?
I would, if I were you.
No, I won't. I won't, because I want everyone out there to hear...
Well, Ed, that's up to you, Ed, because you know something? You have shown yourself...
The name is Dr. Elkhart.
Okay, sorry, Dr. Elkhart. You have shown yourself to be such a sycophant, someone who is...
No, you don't know what a sycophant is.
Yes, I do. A sycophant is someone who attaches themselves to someone else just for their own, just to improve their, you know, to improve their station, but they don't really want to be friends with that person. You are disingenuous, and I think the overlords know that. I think deep down the overlords want to level you until you're nothing more than a crispy, just a crispy little crisp chip, you know, like a one of those black chips you get out of a chip bag. Have you ever considered that?
All you're doing is you're taking the liturgy and you're taking the Elkhart the Next Step tech and you're applying it to your own vile and butchered up motives. Yes, of course, we do use the bag of potato chips in all of our training. Beans Halberstam, when she was training to be an overlord. What did they call you, Beans?
I was a dirty piece of toilet paper.
Yes, we told Beans that she was nothing more than something dirty on a piece of toilet paper. And that went over real good with her, because he's a little kid.
Yeah, and she's stupid, too. And what do you think about that, Beans?
I don't do that.
Oh, thanks a lot. So the overlords, because they can't get to you, now they say that they're going to... You're a real asshole, you know?
Yeah, how'd that feel, man? How'd that feel? Good? Yeah. Hey, overlords, you can't touch me, but you... You can touch, you lay it on real good there on Elkhart, because you know something? I think Elkhart is a sycophant. I think he thinks all of you overlords are nothing but a bunch of pussies. And I think he thinks you're all homosexual too. So,
yeah.
How's that feeling, man, huh? Goes right up the thing and down the thing.
You know, you're sadistic. That's your problem, you're sadistic.
You're not talking about a thing.
Well, it seems to me Beans is sadistic too, because I just heard her say, go ahead and level him. Factor 3. Man, they must be... You're going through all kinds of changes, aren't you?
You know what, Beans? The overlords should level you just to see if you can take it and...
Yeah!
That's what, they level her too?
They leveled both of us. How you doing, Beans?
Yeah!
Hey, man, one more leveling of her and she's going to start walking around like King Kong, King of the Ape, you know?
I thought it was...
I know, you said it was Godzilla, King of the Ape, which don't make any sense to me. Now, let me just say this to everybody listening to Elkhart the Next Step here this morning. Dr. Ed Elkhart is a well-meaning man, but he's now doing the bidding of a bunch of turds. These are guys, these elk, these, what you call overlords, the biggest pack of turds that ever come down the pike. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, thanks a lot. Get out of here.
The biggest...
We are in a crisis state here in Elkhart, the next step. Not only do we have these blasphemers, blasphemies, and blasphemas, double A, jumbo, farm fresh, and not only are they now applying the tech of slabber, but what's happening is I'm now having to be punished. I am getting leveled both 3, 4, 5 times a day because of the slabber of an excommunicate like Nigel Farrar. And I'm getting leveled at times because of the silly, gibbering, drooling idiocy of a little tiny punk kid like Beans Halberstam. Yes, I know she's an overlord. If I am continually leveled, overlords, you understand that that's going to turn me eventually into a soul singer. That is something that many of you don't know.
You're about to tell people that.
Well, I'm going to tell people that. A lot of you don't know if I get leveled enough, I'll turn into a soul singer. There. You see what just happened right there?
You're not gonna do that.
Well, you know, Beans, you can say I'm not gonna do that, but I just did. I just sang Hey There Lonely Girl, at least one bar of it, because of all the...
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about science. Mother, mother, there's too many of you that...
Elkhart, the next step will continue in a moment.
If you want more information on Elkhart, the next step, on how you can hear one of the Elkhart, the next step lectures, how you can participate in our 3, 4, and 5 different levels, how to rectify the blasphema, as well as indulge slabber, come to one of Dr. Ed Elkhart's lectures this summer. You will see the schedule posted online at Elkhart The Next Step's Facebook page.
Thank you very much, Jerry Longstreet, Jerry, our engineer. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart, and you know, an awful lot has happened in this program. A lot of you may think it's been bad, but what has happened is that for the first time since I have been associated with Elkhart The Next Step, Beans Halberstam, 4 years of age and already an overlord, has been leveled. She got leveled so much that her voice began to change, and she sounded for a few seconds like a professional wrestler. You also heard me get leveled so much that I began singing different rhythm and blues hits of the past, from Wonderful World to Hey There Lonely Girl, and finally, What's Going On? And finally, you listened to the ravings of a lunatic blasphemé, which is Nigel Farrar, and this double A jumbo blasphema, Farm Fresh, who also indulges in the worst of all excommunicate crimes, that is, slabber. You listen to him raving here, raving about what he says is going on here, sycophantish behavior and the like. And now we're going to talk to another individual who is pure evil, a liar, a cheat, a thief, a dog among men, an individual who has done nothing but spread slander, slabber, slobber, and the blasphemy. I'm sorry. Okay. I forgot all about it. You know what, overlords? You just...
Fucking cow!
Sorry, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it, overlords. I called you Elkhart.
Bitch!
You have a nightmare.
Oh, why don't you go straight to the... nothing, overlords. Nothing at all. I was just gonna be...
Fuck this bitch!
Yeah. Aha. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing's wrong with me at all. What makes you think there's anything wrong with me?
They're dumb. They're making dumb noises.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. You make dumb noises sometimes in life. We can't avoid the dumb noises.
Dr. Elcott, what are you doing? You're making a move for the leveling machine?
That's right, because I've had it with this kid.
Dr. Elcott!
Yeah!
Hey! Keep the overlords locked out.
No overlords.
Keep them locked out. How do you feel now, Beans?
Man, there's no good he done me.
Beans Halberstam has been rendered a professional wrestler.
I'll tell you something else. Brothers and sisters, all you gotta do is get your commandments, your vitamins. Just be like Hulk Hogan. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, brothers. I beat the Macho Man all those years ago.
All right, just cool it, will you? Just cool it out there, Halberstam.
Jesus Christ. Dr. Elcott and the overlords are pissed off. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can hear the fairies out there. You know, it's about time we locked them out of this room. How you feeling there, Beans?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Hulk Hogan. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up. What a rotten impression you do of Randy the Macho Man. Well, anyway, now that I've locked the overlords out and I've got Beans Halberstam right where I want him, let me tell you something. Hey, what are you doing?
Looking pretty good to me, brother. Tell you what, just put your ankles up over your shoulders.
What the hell are you doing?
We'll be back with more from Elcott the Next Step right after this. Are you looking for a loan? We'll be back to Elcott the Next Step right after this. Are you looking for a home loan or a moan loan? You can get both at Home Loan Moan Loan here in Wampaw, New York. We specialize in getting you in and getting that loan mowed as fast as possible. That's why a home loan moan loan is one of the very, very special instruments that we have at Moan Loan Home Loan Home Loan. Home Loan of Moan Loan, where you moan loan home loan, and you can also make her moan loan. If she moans low, then you got a moan loan. See what I mean? You don't? Sorry. I tried my best. You stink. Elcott the Next Step? With me, Dr. Ed Elcott, we'll be back in just a moment.
Breathe deeply and partake of the sense of fruition. It is time now for our Elcott Platitudes.
Lloyd, come on in. These have been the Elcott Platitudes for today, April whatever it is. Now, back to Dr. Ed Elcott.
We are now going to bring on the line one of the lowest forms of life ever, a guy who has done nothing but spread slobber, and slander against Elcott the Next Step. His name, Mike Elcott. He's my nephew from Denver, Colorado. And that is a pretty tough thing for me to admit. But Michael, you know that you've brought disfavor on this family.
No, I have not.
Yeah, well, yes, you have.
No, I have not. I'm not, Uncle Ed. Because I was told by people that you were the one who was bringing all the ill favor and the ill will on the family. You and your weird, weird ways, you know.
Well, you've been spreading all kinds of lies about the... What you say is I am being held hostage by the overlords, that I am being threatened.
Yeah, every time I listen to you on the radio, all they're doing is they're leveling you. All they're doing is they're leveling you. Is that what you want? Is that what you like? Is that what you need?
It is part of our religion.
That's not religion. That's the bunch of guys in hoods. And you told me last week. As a matter of fact, they even called you out on that. They called you out on that, right? And you was there in the driveway with that guy's wife, right?
You remember what last week? You're with the guy's wife.
I don't recall.
Well, you were with a woman, and you had the overlords with a cooler full of sandwiches, and everybody was going to pour into the house and have your way with this woman. But you said that you was going to, and I think that, I got to tell you, I think it's wrong of you Dr. Elcott, wrong of you to be having to take the liberties that you do with a guy's wife. You was parked in the driveway there. You were going to go into the house, mix drinks, have cocktails, pass around. That's what the family thinks is wrong.
Well, the family doesn't understand the liturgy of Elcott the Next Step. And that's why I had to disconnect, disenfranchise, and eventually I had to pull my own plug and plug in to you so that I could be, I could have my circuits broken.
See, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Elcott the Next Step so that the power company would shut me off, power me down, and eventually I would be on another grid. I wouldn't be on the Elcott family grid.
Yeah, but the great-great-great-grandfather Elcott...
Yes, well, he is also an individual that has been rejected outright by the Elcott lineage. That's why I wanted to go offline, and I wanted to go off the grid, and...
What are you talking about, off the grid? See, no one understands...
I understand, and people out there who are initiate, novitiate, and probitiate of Elcott the Next Step... They understand.
All right. I would challenge any people who are out there listening right now to write to me, Mike Elcott in Denver, Colorado. It'll get to me. The mail will get to me. And tell me exactly, explain this to me, because my uncle's not been able to do that.
Let me ask you something, Mike. Why do you care? What are you bugging me for?
Why am I bugging you? Because you made off with a lot of money. You made off with a lot of money.
That money was mine.
Well, it might have been. Some of it was yours.
That was the gold. Were those the gold doubloons?
There's no gold doubloons, man. That stuff was actual gold. Those were gold bars. I can't go into it. You made off with the money, okay? And what I'm going to say to you now, Uncle, whatever the hell your name is, Uncle.
My name is Uncle Ed Elcott. I mean, it's Dr. Ed Elcott.
Okay, Uncle Dr. Ed Elcott. And
it's Dr. Ed Elcott.
All right, Dr. Ed Elcott. The family is very upset with you. Because of some of the things you've been doing, making a big spectacle of yourself with this Elcott the Next Step, getting leveled, living in a tool shed, having sex with chicks on the, you know, on dirt floors, and I don't know whatever else. And they want you to come home, all is forgiven, just give up these lunatics and these overlords, prancing around in their robes, doing all of their funny looking dancing, acting like a bunch of assholes. How'd you do that, man? You didn't do it to the other guy.
Well, there's certain people who have a connection to me by way of family. I can level these bastards anywhere I want. How's this feel? Huh? How's it feel?
Fuck this.
That got rid of him.
Jeez, that was a great idea.
You better believe it. Boy, that nephew of mine, he's always... Every time he comes sniffing around and nosing around, he wants money. And this time, I'm sure he accused me of stealing money, but I think that's his way of saying that he wants money when he says that I've been stealing money. Because...
Well, he wants you to pay him back.
No, he doesn't say I've stolen it from him. He could easily say I stole it from him and that I would give him... See? What's that, overlords? Oh, for fuck's sake. Now, how are you doing? How's Beans Halberstam doing?
Yeah.
See? I told you that you can't fuck with me. That's right, I said fuck.